Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I just watched Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse the other night, which is really so good. Pound for pound, one of the best superhero movies ever made. In it, spoiler alerts to follow, Peter Parker, the original Spider-Man, is killed by the Kingpin, leaving Miles Morales, newly blessed with the proportionate speed, strength, and agility of a radioactive spider, with the great responsibility to match his newfound great power. He doesn't feel worthy, he doesn't feel up to it, he has no idea what he's doing, but he knows he has to do something. There's a great scene where he goes to a costume shop and a familiar face behind the counter sells him a branded Spidey costume. Miles is unsure if he can really be worthy of the spider mantle, and he asks,
"Can I return it if it doesn't fit?"
"It always fits. Eventually."
This reminds me of how I've felt many times, and maybe you have too. You know there's a world out there in desperate need of ministry, of truth, of hope, but you're so not up to it. I mean, what would you even say? How can you even make a difference? And God obviously knows all the reasons why you shouldn't even be qualified in the first place. But in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible would remind you that it's grace by which we're saved, through faith. This is not our own doing, it is the gift of God. It's not the result of works, so that no one may boast. You don't have to earn it. God has blessed you with the power of His Holy Spirit because He wanted to, because He believes in you. It's just up to you to take that leap of faith to do something with it right where you are. And if you don't feel up to it, remember, King David started out as David the shepherd. Joseph, who was second in command of the most powerful nation on earth, started out as a little brother with big dreams. Even Jesus himself started out as a boy who had to grow in favor with God and man. So wherever you are, you might feel like it's all great responsibility and no great power. But remember, in your own way, you're called to do great things. And this world is counting on you. So take the leap of faith and be the most spectacular, amazing, and ultimate version of you that God intended you to be. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. If you want to hear more, hit the subscribe button and come join the discussion over at our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Till next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.
Gotta go home, man. How do I know I'm not gonna mess it up again? And you won't.
Right. It's a leap of faith.